Our first lesson is from the second book of Samuel, portion of chapter 5. Now, when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. The Philistines also went up and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand." So David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like the breakthrough of water." Therefore he called the name of the place Baal Perazim. And the Philistines left their graven images there, and David and his men carried them away. Then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord said, "You shall not go up. Instead, circle around behind them and come upon them from the balsam trees. So it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the heads of the trees, then you shall advance quickly. For then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines." And David did so as the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. Reading further from the New Jerusalem and its heavenly doctrine, portion of the chapter on temptation. Temptations are caused by the truths of faith which are from the Word. From these truths, a person ought to contend against evils and falsities. He cannot conquer if he combats by any other means than these, because the Lord is not in those means. Since the combat is waged by the truths of faith, therefore a person is not permitted to enter into it until he is in possession of the knowledges of good and truth, and until by means of them he has acquired some spiritual life. The Lord alone fights for a man in temptation. And unless a person believes that the Lord alone fights for him and conquers for him, he undergoes only an external temptation, which is not of any use to him. Amen. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.